Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Chad Curtis. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting third. The third baseman, Travis Fryman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Cecil Fielder. Batting fifth. The DH, Kirk Gibson. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bobby Higginson. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Danny Bautista. Batting ninth. The catcher, John Flaherty. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, David Wells. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The DH, John Kruk. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Craig Grebeck. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Karkovice. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Brian Kaiser. And now, play ball. Chad Curtis is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Curtis hits a fly ball into right field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Fryman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grebeck fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Higginson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. John Kruk is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Kruk takes first base on ball 4. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Grebeck takes first base on ball 4. Kruk moves to second. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Devereaux hits a pop-up towards first. Fielder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Fielder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gibson strikes out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 1-1. There goes Fielder. The throw from Karkovice and he is out, Durham applying the tag. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Trammell hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Bobby Higginson is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Higginson hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Johnson. Higginson reaches second base with a double. Trammell goes all the way around to score. It's Tigers, 1, White Sox, 1. Danny Bautista is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bautista hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Johnson. Bautista reaches second base with a double. Higginson scores. It's 2-1, Tigers. John Flaherty, batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Flaherty hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Durham hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Higginson. Durham reaches second base with a double. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Karkoviche hits a line drive towards short. Trammell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder scoops it up and throws to first, with Wells covering, for the out. Durham moves to third. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-1 in the game. Raines hits a fly ball into center field. Curtis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Chad Curtis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Curtis is 0-for-1 in the game. Curtis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grebeck fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Grebeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fryman is 0-for-1 in the game. Fryman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grebeck fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder scoops it up and throws to first, with Wells covering, for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Bautista settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kruk is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kruk is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kruk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fielder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fielder strikes out. One out. Kirk Gibson, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trammell bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Karkoviche settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Higginson, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Higginson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Higginson takes first base on ball 4. Gibson moves to second. Danny Bautista is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bautista is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bautista hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grebeck fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grebeck is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Grebeck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Devereaux is 0-for-1 in the game. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields it and throws to first for the out. Grebeck moves to second. One out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Durham hits a pop-up towards first. Fielder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Karkoviche is 0-for-1 in the game. Karkoviche takes first base on ball 4. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Higginson. Guillen reaches second base with a double. Grebeck scores. Karkoviche moves to third. It's Tigers, 2, White Sox, 2. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-2 in the game. Raines is walked intentionally. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wells fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. John Flaherty is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Flaherty is 0-for-1 in the game. Flaherty hits a fly ball into right field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chad Curtis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Curtis is 0-for-2 in the game. Curtis strikes out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fryman is 0-for-2 in the game. Fryman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whitaker moves to third. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Fielder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fielder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kruk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kruk is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Kruk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Grebeck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grebeck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it, throws to second for 1. And over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gibson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gibson moves to second. Bobby Higginson, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Higginson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Higginson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham fields it and throws to second for the out. Gibson moves to third. One out. Danny Bautista is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Bautista is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bautista hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Durham fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Gibson scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Tigers. John Flaherty is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Flaherty is 0-for-2 in the game. Flaherty hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Devereaux is 0-for-2 in the game. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Durham, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Durham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Durham hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Curtis. Durham reaches second base with a double. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Karkoviche is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Karkoviche hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Durham moves to third. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it and throws to second for the out. Durham scores. Two outs. It's Tigers, 3, White Sox, 3. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Guillen. The throw from Flaherty and he is safe. Guillen steals second. Tim Raines, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Raines is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Raines is walked intentionally. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder scoops it up and throws to first, with Wells covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk McCaskill now pitching. Chad Curtis is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Curtis is 0-for-3 in the game. Curtis hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Whitaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a fly ball into right field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Fryman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fryman strikes out. Two outs. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 0-0. McCaskill fires to first and picks off Curtis. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Boever now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a line drive into right field. Bautista settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kruk is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Kruk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kruk strikes out. Two outs. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Grebeck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grebeck takes first base on ball 4. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Devereaux is 0-for-3 in the game. Devereaux hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fielder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Fielder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fielder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Juan Samuel pinch runs for Cecil Fielder. Scott Radinsky now pitching. Kirk Gibson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gibson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Samuel for the double play. 2 outs. Alan Trammell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Trammell is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Trammell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Juan Samuel now playing first base. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Durham hits a fly ball into right field. Bautista settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Karkoviche is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Karkoviche strikes out. 2 outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Guillen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Guillen hits a fly ball into left field. Higginson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Todd Steverson pinch hits for Bobby Higginson. Todd Steverson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Steverson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Danny Bautista is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bautista is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Bautista bunts towards the right side of the infield. Durham fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Flaherty is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Flaherty is 0-for-3 in the game. Flaherty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bautista moves to third. Rob Dibble now pitching. Scott Fletcher pinch runs for John Flaherty. Chad Curtis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Curtis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Curtis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Tingley now catching. Todd Steverson now playing left field. Brian Maxey now pitching. Tim Raines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Raines is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Reigns hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Johnson is 0 for 4 in the game. Johnson bunts towards first. Samuel scoops it up and throws to first, with Whitaker covering, for the out. Reigns moves to second. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas is walked intentionally. Buddy Groom now pitching. John Kruk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kruk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kruk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Groom fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Reigns moves to third. Thomas moves to second. Norberto Martin pinch runs for John Kruk. Craig Grebeck batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Grebeck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Grebeck hits a fly ball towards Semter. Curtis catches it and throws to home to double up Reigns. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fryman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Fryman strikes out. One out. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Samuel hits a fly ball into left field. Reigns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Gibson takes first base on ball 4. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. There goes Gibson. The throw from Karkoviche and he is safe. Gibson steals second. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Trammell is walked intentionally. Franklin Stubbs pinch hits for Todd Steverson. Jose De Leon now pitching. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Stubbs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Franklin Stubbs now playing left field. John Doherty now pitching. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 0 for 4 in the game. Devereaux hits a line drive towards short. Trammell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 doubles. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Warren News on pinch hits for Ron Karkoviche. Warren News on batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. News on hits a fly ball into left field. Stubbs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Lavalier now catching. Danny Bautista is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bautista is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Bautista strikes out. One out. Ron Tingley is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Tingley hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chad Curtis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Curtis is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Curtis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dean is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Raines hits a line drive into right field. Bautista settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0-for-4 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fryman is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Fryman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Samuel is 0-for-1 in the game. Samuel hits a fly ball into right field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Fryman. The throw from Lavalier and he is out, Guillen applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Felipe Lira now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the mound. Lira settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave Martinez pinch hits for Norberto Martin. Dave Martinez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Martinez takes first base on ball 4. Robin Ventura pinch hits for Craig Grebeck. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Martinez moves to second. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ventura is walked intentionally. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Devereaux is 0-for-5 in the game. Devereaux hits a fly ball into left field. Stubbs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 doubles. Durham hits a fly ball into right field. Bautista settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Robin Ventura now playing third base. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gibson is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Gibson hits a pop-up towards short. Dean settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Trammell is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Trammell strikes out. 2 outs. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stubbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Stubbs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lavalier strikes out. 1 out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Guillen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stubbs. Guillen reaches second base with a double. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Raines is walked intentionally. Lance Johnson, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 0-for-5 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Danny Bautista, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bautista is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Bautista hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ron Tingley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Tingley is 0-for-1 in the game. Tingley hits a fly ball into right field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chad Curtis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Curtis is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Curtis hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Raines. Curtis reaches second base with a double. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Whitaker is walked intentionally. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Fryman is 2-for-6 in the game, with 2 singles. Fryman hits a line drive towards first. Thomas reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Martinez hits a fly ball into left field. Stubbs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ventura is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ventura hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Devereaux is 0-for-6 in the game. Devereaux hits a line drive into center field. Curtis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 15, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Samuel is 0-for-2 in the game. Samuel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gibson is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Gibson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Trammell hits a pop-up towards left. Raines settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Raines. Gibson moves to second. Franklin Stubbs, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Stubbs is 0-for-2 in the game. Stubbs takes first base on ball 4. Gibson moves to third. Trammell moves to second. Roberto Hernandez now pitching. Danny Bautista is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bautista is 2-for-6 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Bautista hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gibson scores. Trammell moves to third. Stubbs moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-3, Tigers. Ron Tingley is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Tingley is 0-2 in the game. Tingley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 15, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Henman now pitching. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Durham is 2-6 in the game, with 2 doubles. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Lavalier batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. There goes Durham. The throw from Tingley and he is safe. Durham steals second. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Lavalier is 0-1 in the game. Lavalier hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Durham scores. It's Tigers, 4, White Sox, 4. Ozzie Guillen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Guillen is 2-6 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Guillen hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Stubbs. Guillen reaches second base with a double. Lavalier goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.